It was so much fun, an opportunity and an experience that I'll never forget, one that I would suggest anybody and everybody have an opportunity to experience, because it's definitely an honor and not something to be taken lightly. And I have enjoyed having the community around me this whole year, and the pageants, attending the other pageants, going to state pageant, and working hard there, as well as getting to be at different parades and wave. All of those things all add up to such a great and wonderful experience. So I'm very thankful.
So what is your advice for the 2023 contestants? And you can speak in terms of Little Miss, Junior Miss, and the Queen candidates, I guess.
Yeah. To focus more on growing in their skills and in confidence in who they are, as opposed to winning a crown. And winning a crown is such an awesome honor and a blessing, but if you can grow as a person, that's the goal. And so to enjoy and savor every second of the opportunity to even compete is such a blessing too.
All right, so just talk about the 2023 County Fair. What do you know about it? I know you'll be handing over the crown at the end of the night, basically on July the 11th, but kind of tell us the setup now.
Yep. So our theme is a night of romance in Paris. So we're looking forward to having everything be Paris themed. So come on out for that. The date is Tuesday, July 11th. For the Little Miss, it starts at 6:30. And for the Miss, it starts around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. It can vary. So we look forward to having many, many contestants. I think we have 18 contestants in Little Miss, 12 contestants in Junior Miss, and 6 contestants in Miss. And so we're looking forward to having you all there.